Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 5, 43 to 48. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And we're going to focus on that final verse a bit more tomorrow. But for today, let's think about the heart of what Jesus is saying. Love is the emphasis. It's the pinnacle, in fact, of the whole chapter, because love is what God is all about, and it's what should motivate us. And of course, Jesus is the one who gives us the model to follow. Love your enemies. What did he do on the cross? He prayed for those who crucified him in Luke 23 and verse 34. Indeed, God loves his enemies. Romans 5 verse 8. God's enemies are valuable to him. And so, our enemies should be valuable to us because they're valued by God. Somebody said about this passage that to be persecuted because of righteousness is to align oneself with the prophets, but to bless and pray for those who persecute us is to align oneself with the character of God. Can you see your enemies as an opportunity to learn how to be more like your Father in heaven? And perhaps that's our devotional thought for today. Praying for those who oppose you. Loving them. What can you do? Perhaps even one thing today to show love towards someone who's an enemy, whether conscious or subconscious. That's a good prayer focus for today. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.